This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Spain has had its first confirmation of African swine fever since 1994. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Late last month, African swine fever was confirmed in Spain for the first time since 1994. ASF was first found in two dead wild boars in the Barcelona area, located in the Catalonia region. 11 more wild boars found dead in the same area later tested positive. U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President for Economic Analysis Aaron Bohrer said Spain is the European Union's largest pork producer and the number two global pork exporter.
So Spain is a top global exporter of pork, and they are also the largest producer of pork within the EU. Spain's production was about 27% of EU production thus far this year. That's about 3.88 million metric tons produced in January through September. And that production is actually on a record pace, so up 6.6%.
Because China recently reached an ASF regionalization agreement with Spain, China only suspended imports from establishments located in Barcelona province.
Only about a third of Spain's exports to third country markets are fully suspended. So that means the majority of their trading partners have accepted EU regionalization, at least the majority based on volumes. As we look at, you know, the big impacts, those countries that have suspended Spain's pork. So their second largest destination after China is Japan. And Japan is a full suspension. There should be some opportunities for U.S. pork into Japan, thinking mostly frozen loins. For Malaysia, I am optimistic. Again, the potential for kind of a mix of cuts, and just given the limited facilities eligible globally to supply that market, there should be some incremental business for the U.S.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.